SBS Radio.
So my latest play is called The God of Isaac, written by James Sherman, an American who has written many plays, I think about 13. And I have done one of his plays before at the Jewish Museum called From Door to Door. That was maybe 10 years ago.
And what is The God of Isaac? What is it all about?
So it's based on his life story, actually, James Sherman, and based in the late 70s when he was growing up in an area called Skokie, Illinois. And you may remember there was an incident called the Skokie Riots, which happened in the late 70s, where a group of neo-Nazis headed by a man, Frank Collins, sent out notification that he was going to march in various areas in the state with full Nazi paraphernalia and demonstrate. One of the areas was Skokie, which happened to be the home of many Holocaust survivors. There was a huge contingent of Holocaust survivors in that area. So this incident triggered our young protagonist, Isaac Adams, who was a journalist. It triggered him to have a sense of, what do I say about this? How do I write? How do I feel? What is it to be Jewish? So he'd never had an opportunity to stop and say, what is my reaction to the threat that the Nazi, neo-Nazi are planning to march into my area. That basically is the premise of the play, which is a typical dramatic quest. So off he goes with that question, what is it to be Jewish?
And what does he find out? I think it's quite interesting that the thing that actually triggered is self-identity, or thinking about his identity, was the neo-Nazi protest or demonstration.
It was very much a trigger. First of all, he was a journalist, so he had to have some reaction to it. The next thing is that he was a very secular Jew, in that he'd married out. He has got a non-Jewish wife, and he had a very close Jewish girlfriend, who we now have an interaction between these two elements, his non-Jewish and his Jewish wife. So yes, it triggers an identity crisis. And the journey takes him into interviewing various people to create what I call a collage or a tapestry of answers, because obviously, you know, the question hasn't got one answer. There is no one answer. What is it to be Jewish? It's many things. There's a wonderful quote right near the end where he says, in the Bible it says, it doesn't say the God of Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham. It says the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Abraham. Each man has to find his own identity. He has to find his own God and his own relationship with his God. And basically, you know, that's the final resolution, you know, after we've gone on the journey. And he gets lots of different answers, which are interesting, because he talks to a Holocaust survivor. He talks to a defense leader, JDL, Jewish Defense League. He talks to a rabbi. He talks to a chassid. So the journey is an interesting one, because obviously they've each got a slightly different slant and a quite slightly different answer, which doesn't help him, because he doesn't understand that they all go to make up being Jewish. There's not just one thing that makes you Jewish. The fact that you're born Jewish doesn't mean anything to a questing mind.
And can non-Jewish people relate to it at all?
We're going to find out. I think so. Look, most of the plays that we've put on over the last, or well, now with Shalom, it's 6 years, always have a Jewish theme. There is nothing that's been this specifically Jewish, you know, because there have been stories like, should we play Wagner, shouldn't we play Wagner? So there's been a somewhat more extensive look at the whole Jewish question, you know, plus the Holocaust, obviously. The thing about the play which is interesting is he weighs up the difference between his non-Jewish girl, his non-Jewish wife, and his Jewish wife, and their different approaches to his journey. What does it mean to them? So, yes, I think it will relate. You know, every person has that question. It doesn't have to be Jewish. You know, it has to be whatever your identity is. The question really is, what makes you feel, what group makes you feel comfortable? That sense of needing to belong. And that's the basis of the whole thing. He suddenly found that he had a need to belong to a group, an identity, a religion, whatever it is. And I think we've all got that. You know, we're tribal creatures.
We are talking to Moira Blumenthal, a producer and director, and her current play is The God of Isaac. And you are listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Moira, can you tell us about if people want to see the play, where and when?
Okay, so we open officially on Wednesday the 11th of September, and we run until the 22nd of September. We've got probably 6 days a week that we've got shows and matinees at the Eternity Theatre, the lovely Eternity Theatre in Darlinghurst, Burton Street, Darlinghurst. And yeah, you can find all the information on the Darlinghurst Theatre website, darlinghurst.com, darlinghursttheatre.com.
And what's about previews?
So previews, absolutely. We have previews which are open to the public. And we'd love to invite whoever finds this interesting.
So the opening night is Wednesday the 11th of September, and it runs till
22nd of September.
22nd of September. Mm-hmm. Moira Blumenthal, I wish you good luck with your new play, The God of Isaac. Thank you so much.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.